We could turn to the insert. It looks to be a white insert today. And go to the side labeled Prayer for Youth. Prayer for Youth. We're doing two again this week, or almost three, actually. And so that we can tidy this up next week and move on with Bible class and Sunday school in its place. All right, so to youth. We have some youth here, although as far as adult youth go, I'm probably one of the youngest, aren't I? I know Carrie's not here today. Oh yeah, there you go. Isn't that nice? I don't feel so young now. That's great. The problem with youth, Paul's going to get at here in his reading. Excuse me, did I say Paul? I meant Peter. So let's look at that. Young men, and I include young women here, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. And then all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. St. Peter's pointing to a particular problem that plagues not only the baptized here in the church, this is the baptismal text, but also in the world. And that's pride. Youth have a problem with pride, don't they? I'm including myself in that. Pride especially in saying, oh parents, oh elders, that's how you thought, or that's what you believe, but we know better now. Think about all the things that are happening in our world. How many of them are due to pride, thinking, boasting of ourselves and our own intellect and our knowledge today? Just in 10 years, you have majority of people swinging from being opposed to, say, homosexual marriage, to now the majority being in favor of it because of pride. So, young men, and again, women, in the same way as we learn from husbands and wives to submit to each other, Christ is, and to submit as Christians to the church, to Christ, who is the head of the church. So here, young men are to submit in the same way. Be submissive, under authority. Those who are older have an authority over you, not just your parents, not other authorities, government, but even the elders, your elders. So young women, there's many instructions about submitting to the older women, to listening to them, receiving their help, their wisdom. Like we heard in Proverbs today. So the same with young men. Be submissive to those who are older. But then it's not just for them. It's for everyone. All of you. Young men, young women, older men, older women. Clothe yourselves with humility. Maybe that's a word we don't quite know what that means. Toward one another. Because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. See how Peter sets humility against pride? Being humble against pride? They're opposites, right? Clothe yourselves. That's a baptismal word. We heard it in the prayers. We hear it now. Being clothed in Christ. Christ is the source of humility. Remember how Christ says to says on a couple occasions to not take the seat of honor, but to sit in the lower seat, so that God will exalt you. That's Christ himself saying, be humble, submit to others, listen to them. Actually, be humble, he says. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he will lift you up in due time. What is exactly pride, then, and its opposite, humility? Well, that's a hard question, isn't it? We'd say pride is thinking of yourself more highly than you ought, right? Boasting in yourself. Right? The real problem with pride isn't just that you're thinking more highly of yourself than others, but you're speaking of yourself more highly than God speaks of you, right? What does God say about you? His two words, right? We confess, we're poor, miserable sinners, we did that. There's no good in us, right? And so we can't boast in ourselves. Our boast is in the Lord, who comes to us and clothes us, right? So in humility, we submit, we confess our sins, and God is the one who lifts us up, exalts the lowly. St. Mary would say in the Magnificat. But the rich he sends empty away. Those who think they need no repentance, no forgiveness, he sends empty away without it. So the same, humility in our community is something that's hard to do, and it only comes from Christ. It's a gift from him to humble ourselves, to listen to those who are older, to pay respect to them. be submissive to them. All right, let's pray the prayer for youth, and then we'll go to the other side. Let's pray. O Lord, as you in humility and faith submitted yourself to Mary and Joseph and to every authority instituted among men for our salvation, teach us to submit to our elders and to believe that you will accomplish your good purposes in our lives and in the lives of others through such honor and respect. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Okay, now this is the second to last. Next week is everyone, so that was pretty easy. But this week, to widows, and we're going to include here widowers as well. What's the challenge with widows as far as duties go? All right, a widow is someone who has lost their husband, right? And a widower, their wife. I'm saying this for the benefit of the children. Let's be paying attention. Yeah. Yes, lost their spouse. Anytime you lose something, what happens? There's a vacuum, right? And something has to fill it in, right? So there's a particular challenge for widows. What do you put in the place of your spouse? Of course, one option is to marry again. Many do that, and this is good. But what else? St. Paul tells us here, he writes to Timothy. This is a long section on instruction to Timothy, this young pastor, of how to care for widows in their midst. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Notice what Paul is telling Timothy here. The widow has two options, especially the widow who has lost everything, right? Meaning she has no husband, she also has no children. She has no one to care for her. Except for the church. Okay? She has two options. She can fill that empty place, indeed all of her need, with prayer, with trust in God, puts her hope in God, he says, and to pray night and day. Or she can fill that empty place with a life of pleasure. Yeah, what is he getting at there, Barb? Ooh, she says. We got the long list of it today in Galatians, didn't we? Isn't that excruciating to hear that list? Some of those things we never actually want to hear again, right? We don't even want to imagine that they exist, okay? Yeah, he has in mind here harlotry or whoring, right? And this was a problem. It still is a problem, right? That elderly widows, sometimes, rather than marry, they live life of pleasure. Well, because Social Security benefits or whatever. No. If you want marriage, enter into marriage. Otherwise, what is it? Sexual immorality, St. Paul says. And I would include here, too, other lives of pleasure. Sometimes drinking or drug abuse, that happens, too, with widows. If you go to the nursing home, it's really a scary place. The kind of things that happen there. A lot of them aren't public, thank goodness, so you don't know about them. But they're trying to fill that empty place with something, right? What does Paul say to Timothy here? Look to the Lord, right? Trust in Jesus, even though she has nothing, it seems. And to cry out in faith, have mercy on me, like the leper, to pray. Rather than live in the flesh, because to live in the flesh is to return to unbelief and to sin. Okay. So widows who have lost their husband are to look to Christ as the head, right? Pray to him, trust in him. Or, if God grants it, to enter into marriage again. If they cannot live alone, they should marry, right? Same for widowers. Now, we did talk about widowers, but widowers are just as bad. They're just as poorly off. There is a little bit of a cultural context here, though, and that women had less opportunity to work, to provide for themselves. They required, if they had no husband, the assistance of their children, and no children, the assistance of the church. They weren't able to work. Now today that may be a little bit different, but especially if a widow's older, right? You may not have the ability to work. So who should she trust in her Lord with prayer? Where should she seek help and assistance? Here in the community, right? We're here for you. We're here to help. All right. Let's pray the two prayers. Prayer for widows first. Heavenly Father, Comfort all widows who have lost their husbands and are left all alone. Give them strength and courage to put their hope in you and to cry out to you for help day and night. In their loneliness and sorrow, draw them closer to your divine services and deliver them from the temptation to seek fulfillment from the pleasures of life that can never truly satisfy. Teach them to believe that they have a sacred calling as widows, to live by faith in the greater bridegroom, who has laid down his life for his bride, and in whom alone are pleasures forevermore. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Pray with us. And the prayer for widowers. Heavenly Father, comfort all widowers who have lost their wives and are left without a spouse to love. Deliver them from self-centeredness and despair. Give them the strength to flee from fornication and every form of sexual immorality. Fill the void in their lives with the gospel of your Son and the study of your word. Teach them to pray to you for help to live in their calling, to serve their neighbors in love, and to commend their future to your gracious will. Grant them your grace to remain single or provide them with a faithful Christian wife. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, as I said, next week we'll conclude with "To Everyone," the final part of the Table of Duties.